Yesterday, the state of New York banned fracking. Its neighbor, Pennsylvania, is in the middle of a fracking boom. Marie Cusick of member station WITF in Harrisburg explains why industry and environmental groups think New York's move is good for PA.
6 years ago, New York placed a temporary moratorium on fracking in order to study the gas drilling technique. Now the state's banning it altogether. Officials there question its economic benefits and cite environmental risks. The state's acting health commissioner, Howard Zucker, claims there isn't enough research into potential health threats.
There are many red flags because scientific issues have not yet been comprehensively studied through rigorous scientific research at this time.
So New York obviously won't see drill rigs anytime soon. But just across the border, things couldn't be more different. The rural northeastern corner of Pennsylvania is home to some of the most productive wells. Many of them are operated by Houston-based Cabot Oil and Gas. As company spokesman George Stark looks out over the heavy machinery on a fracking site surrounded by rolling hills and farms, he says New Yorkers who fear the process just don't understand it.
Our industry, this entire episode, is saving many farms. So the farmers that I've been in contact with endorse and embrace hydraulic fracturing.
Pennsylvania is now dotted with more than 7,000 active wells. Christopher Robart is an analyst with IHS Energy and says New York's ban will have little to no impact on drillers already at work in nearby states.
They can do things much more economically and efficiently in those parts where there already is money and already are investments in the ground than in New York, for instance, where they'd have to start from scratch.
Industry groups say they felt like New York has had an unwelcome mat out for years. Stephanie Caterina Wissman heads Pennsylvania's division of the American Petroleum Institute. She feels like New York's loss is Pennsylvania's gain.
I mean, I would say to New Yorkers, you know, come to Pennsylvania and take advantage of these jobs that are available with this well-paying industry.
Meanwhile, environmental groups in Pennsylvania cheered the decision. Joanne Kilgour heads the state's Sierra Club chapter.
It's a great day for the people in the shale fields whose experience has been repeatedly denied by the industry.
Those experiences include things like tainted water supplies, unhealthy air emissions, and the industrialization of rural landscapes. Despite New York's decision, both sides of the drilling debate are worried about what's next for Pennsylvania. The state's newly elected Democratic governor, Tom Wolf, made his central campaign pledge about levying a new tax on the gas industry. But Kilgour and other environmentalists worry that could make the state even more reliant on fracking.
What we want to make sure that we don't do is continue to rely on these boom-bust single-source economies that are inherent to the extraction of fossil fuels.
The industry has lobbied heavily against the tax, calling it a job killer. Wolf opposes a ban on fracking, but wants to strengthen regulations, and he plans to create a new registry for public health complaints.
I think this could be a really great thing for Pennsylvania's economy. It could create great jobs. So I want to have my cake and eat it, too. I don't want to do what New York did.
When he takes office next month, Wolf will face a $2 billion budget shortfall, and he's counting on Pennsylvania's gas to help solve the state's fiscal woes. For NPR News, I'm Marie Cusick.